Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning and Happy New Year, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners, and Happy New Year to you guys as well. Great to be here. Great to be back. And I hope everybody had a wonderful time ringing in 2021. A lot of people have had a varied experience. I heard some good reports the last week about people in 2020. Some people had the best year of their lives, but that's been the minority of the patients that I've talked to. So hopefully 2021 is going to be a better one for all of us. Remember, if you guys do not have a primary care doctor, make sure and get one through CHI Memorial. We are still running strong. We've got protocols in place to deal with COVID. We are getting our vaccines, starting vaccinations this weekend for all providers. I'd say the majority of people I've talked to, including myself, will be getting one. And whether people agree with that or not, I think it will make a lot of the public more comfortable seeing their providers. So be assured. As far as I know, almost all of us are going to be getting, that includes nurses, MAs, everyone, will be getting the COVID vaccine, and it started as of this holiday weekend, strangely enough. And yes, my name is on the list, Ed, so I'll let you know how that goes. So it should be just fine, and most people I've talked to really do want that, and hopefully that will make some more peace in the community, more comfort. I just hate the fear levels like we talked about, and we'll see what happens, but maybe 2021 will be a less fearful year for everyone. But yeah, you need to establish with a primary care provider, and we have 10 of them since we have a new provider as of this past year. So we've even grown during that time. Ed, what's up with you?
Thank you, my friend. And yes, Happy New Year. And we kind of have a little differing opinions on the vaccine. However, I have said
that's a good thing.
It's not a bad thing. And you know what? You and I can debate things and not hate each other. Oh. And that's where I see a lot of 2020. Maybe that's not been the best path for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They things are polarized to a point where there is no room for debate. And that's not you and I. So thank goodness. I did say my personal opinion even months ago was that three things have to happen in this United States to turn the corner, one of which is we need to get through the election. Second is herd immunity, which is occurring. And thirdly is a vaccination. I am not opposed to creating a vaccination. I am very, very concerned of ingredients that have not been long-term tested, including the preservatives that go in these. You know, when you're in a panic, fearful state, someone can hold any option out, and it's very easy to grab it without really considering the long-term consequences. I'm deeply concerned that, because if you eat something bad or you breathe something, the body has a lot of different mechanisms to help detoxify that toxin. But when you inject it, it doesn't have as many. And I will say, and I want to ask you this question, Dr. Green. I know that the antibody response when you get a vaccine is very important, and that's how you create the immunity. And I do know that there are some studies saying that if we take pain relievers before going to get it, it can lessen the antibody response. Now, 2 hours after, it won't. But going with them in the system has shown antibody lessening.
And I haven't read anything recently on that, but I'm thinking if someone takes an ibuprofen prior to going, it may blunt your febrile response. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I have run fever after some of those before, so it may blunt that. I would not expect it to have any significant blunting of your immune response. Steroids, on the other hand, corticosteroids would. By the way, I did agree with your, one of the things you were saying is alluding to the rushing into production that these vaccines have, by necessity, had to endure. So that's worried me. And patients ask me this, 20 to 30 times a day. Well, what about the vaccine? Are you comfortable with it? Well, it's what we have. You know, we've just got a lot of choices out there. You have to research it for yourself before you get it. And that's what I'll have to do. I have to, you know, be a big boy and research and decide if I want to take the risk. But with a background, you know, for me, it's a little bit of viral research and microbiology. So knowing how fast they were put into production, yeah, people are asking me, well, how long will my antibodies last? We don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is all brand new. You know, you hear varying responses from the talking heads on TV about antibody response for people who have had the actual infection like you. And we don't know. Mm-hmm. Time will tell. So nobody worry about that. We'll figure that out as we go along. But I still think if someone is very concerned, if you're in healthcare, it's probably a good idea to get one because we're exposed a lot, potentially, theoretically. And if someone has a high anxiety level, you know, research it and decide if it's safe for you. Some of them, by the way, if there are not every vaccine, but some of the vaccines, if you've ever had anaphylactic shock, you cannot get this. So that's an odd thing. Like, even if it's something different, like tree nuts, be very careful. Right. So, I don't know a really nice way to put that, but if you have had anaphylactic shock, any severe reaction, yeah, I'd strongly suggest you talk with your provider before you get any of the vaccines to make sure it's okay for you.
And that applies to both vaccines, you think?
That one I haven't researched yet.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing that concerns me again, and I don't want to stay on this subject any longer after this, is the fact that, you know, vaccine companies are the only company that in the entire United States that is immune from any lawsuits. That was written in the law that no matter what happens, they cannot be responsible. That's freaking scary to me. And, you know, I kind of look at it like, when the lifeblood of my marriage ran out 7 years ago, I wanted out of that marriage so badly, I was willing to do anything. So what did I do? I said yes to every request. Going back, thinking about that, I was in a fearful panic state. So I was willing to take a really bad situation just to take a step into feeling what I thought would be better. Well, the consequences of it was pretty substantial. I don't have any regrets at this point. But I could have made a better decision early on, and I did not because I was deciding through fear rather than through wisdom. And I just don't know. And again, like you said, we don't know. The answers are not clear, and they will not be for a long time. The immune response, I want to make one quick comment. Mm-hmm. Because I had COVID about June 10th, I was like the lab's first person they had tested that had a full-blown immune response and with antibodies. Well, I have to take some credit for that. I think the fact that I eat healthy and take all the nutrients, I've maintained a very healthy immune system that allowed it to have a response. So there we go. We go back to some of the very important conversations we have of how do you maintain an optimal immune system? Well, part of it's sleep. Part of it is stress management, not being fearful. But a bigger part is knife and fork, what you choose to eat, exercise, clean water, and nutritional supplementation like vitamin D. And I know 2 weeks ago you were on a trip, but again, I want to repeat, Dr. Melvin had a 14-minute segment on how she treats patients with COVID using a combination of steroids and nutritional therapy. And you can go back to vitalhealthradio.com and listen to that. It's at minute 12. But that's what those nutrients are helping the immune response.
And I do think people are better educated now, hopefully a little bit because of us. But I'm hearing more of my patients when they call in, they say, well, I'm already on vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and they start naming things that are actually very smart. So the word is getting out and people are trying to research and fight this naturally while they've been waiting on the vaccine. That is heartening.
It certainly is. I am very optimistic for a long haul change of people's perspective on health and taking care of themselves. In fact, on Vital Health Radio Facebook, you just spoke about the nutrients, East Virginia Medical School posted a protocol for both healthcare workers, physicians, and patients on recommendations on dosing and ivermectin and the nutrients. And that is on Vital Health Radio Facebook under the four nutrients that have been shown to help people recover. So
yes, and a lot of the providers are doing ivermectin now, both for prevention and also for treatment. Some of the pharmacies are running out.
I can only imagine. Now, that drug's pretty darn safe, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, you know, we had all that hydroxychloroquine push right at the beginning of this, and there are some significant risks, you know, cardiac arrhythmias, torsades, things like that. With the ivermectin, no. I mean, could you be allergic to it? Yeah, you could. it's not terribly likely. So far, I can't remember anyone ever having a reaction, but it's not been one of the ones we've used a lot because it's normally, you know, you're treating worms, things like that, parasites. So far, my patients have been able to find it. One or two, the pharmacists have said, can I hold on to half the dose because we're running out? And so they're asking for a little bit of bending from the patient.
Okay.
And so that's all I'm hearing. But I'm sure the ivermectin suppliers are very happy.
Oh, if people could have crystal balls in business, they would know what to do, but we don't. Well, you know what, my friend? It is already time to take a break. When we come back, we got a little list here of several goodies I'd like to discuss, and plus our normal ranting and raving about our own life, which I hope everyone's not too bored about, but we love talking about that, and everything else to come. So for Dr. Christopher Green, I am Ed Jones, so stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I know we're not going to talk much about this. Any new places that you have eaten at?
You know, matter of fact, I went to an 1885 down in Ackworth. They had a band. It was very odd. It seemed like old times.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of people get mad, but nobody down in Ackworth seemed to be wearing masks or distancing. It took us about an hour to realize that, and then we realized, oh, it looks normal. That's what it is. We're, you know, a year out from that. But anyway, a friend of mine was playing there, had a band, very nice, New Year's Eve sort of stuff. Just relax, food, and fun. You know, nothing. There's nothing big going on, or there wasn't anything I could find, which is appropriate. You don't want to have that kind of a mass gathering. But the food was great. There's an 1885 here, of course, and it's one of the places I've eaten before, and we've probably talked about. How about you?
You know, I'm just going back to the old places, and I do like 1885, and I like El Primo. Ate there earlier in last week or this week. Great locally owned business. Both of them are locally owned businesses, and please, let's all support those. And you know, the changes that come with our 2020 chaos, one of them is I never thought I would tip people for takeouts, because I just wasn't one who tipped on takeout. But now
I
understand that they need this every few dollars because they don't have the amount of people coming and sitting at tables. And it seems so unfair to waiters and waitresses that they're doing all this hard work and many are getting almost no tips.
Yeah, I typically do for takeout, always for delivery. And by the way, no hate mail for what I said about Ackworth and all that. You know, we all wore our masks. We practiced, you know, safe social distancing. So we did our part. It's just something I observe. So I don't want people, Dr. Green said not to do that. No, that's not what I said. No. Just to make sure that's clear.
Good for you. And I do want the disclaimer that anything that we speak about regarding health, but especially COVID, is our own personal opinion, not that of the places we work or this radio station. And we've all learned a lot, and we all have more to learn, including myself. I know that it is an anomaly with the flu, because this basically non-existent.
What flu?
Yes. And here we are, January, you know, first 3 days of January, there's still no flu. That's never happened, has it?
I can't ever remember a time. I've been, over 25 years. It's a first. I saw my first strep recently. I'm like, wow, hadn't seen that this year. First strep.
Really?
First one. Crazy. But now think about this, though. A lot of our people are calling in. They say, look, you know, I'm running a low-grade fever. I don't think it's COVID, but they're talking about treatment over the phone. So they're not coming in for testing, but they're doing that out of thoughtfulness for others, which is not a bad thing. So there are a lot of people staying home when they're mildly sick just to be safe. And that is thoughtful of them, really.
And that did not used to happen. We all powered through, and we had to go to work, or we did something if we weren't horribly feeling.
Or we came in to see the doctor just with any type of illness.
Yes,
right.
Yes. So there again, I always want to talk about everything in life has a blessing to it, and this is some of the blessings of our COVID time.
Well, you know, I mean, it's this last year, 2020 was a paradigm shift in so many things in the world, culture, world. It looks different. Rarely do we go from one year to the next and everything looks different. I'm not saying it's all for the better, but everything is different. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not all bad. We try to focus on that in medicine. We have telemedicine now. We never would have had telemedicine. I mean, we weren't big fans of it. We're still not the biggest fans. But to me, that is one more tool in our tool chest, and that is not a bad thing. So, yes, there are blessings in the middle of all the chaos.
So, and I do believe that there are probably a little more flu cases than just diagnosed, but I think sometimes people get labeled as COVID, and so I don't know if the numbers were really super accurate about the COVID numbers because other things could be labeled, but...
Well, you know, nobody sent hate mail about this either, but there was that Johns Hopkins study recently that actually showed that the death rates in the last several years have been the same, but it was shifted over towards COVID for the last year. And that was Johns Hopkins. They quote a lot of Johns Hopkins studies on TV, but, you know, that one I found, I think it was online, but it was an interesting study. And yes, there have been a lot of COVID positive cases, so you can't really argue with that. But yeah, what happened to flu? What happened to all these other things that we normally see? It is a mystery.
And we have to ask ourselves that question and not believe the headlines. And about 3 weeks ago or two, I looked up exactly what you're talking about because I started fully realizing for us to look at specific numbers of specific diseases because of the intermixing of how people interpret doesn't make a whole lot of sense because you can argue any side of that, but you cannot argue total deaths. Now, total deaths mean, of course, total deaths all the way across the board. But if COVID is truly killing the amount of people that the headlines say it is, our total death count should be double. And it's not. You're exactly right. It's just a tiny bit over normal.
When you say normal, but the population is constantly increasing as well. So you have to factor in the normal growth.
That is true. That is true. I did not think about it. So I didn't realize that we were still significantly increasing population, but I'm sure we are. We always do.
Yeah.
So, wow, crazy.
Interesting.
World.
I'm glad I'm not in statistics, though, because my eyes start to glaze over.
Yeah, that would be tough. I did do a new podcast on The Holistic Navigator on pet food, and the it's actually labeled pretty strongly the despicable story about pet food, and it truly is. If you think that there's lack of transparency in the world on many things that we purchase, nothing will hold a candle to pet food.
What about these ones on TV? Ever since you said that, like, I don't know, a year to two ago, I watched the pet food commercials on TV where they argue over two national brands. Are any of these ones you see on the TV actually better, these national brands?
It's the choice between a D on a report card or an F. That's what those two are. I will choose D if it's the only choice I have. But they are using so much of the protein that they gather for these foods are rotten slaughterhouse waste. They transport them unrefrigerated. They use, of course, massive chemicals to kill the bacteria at their destination. I mean, some of these trucks, of course, are in the summer and they're transporting tons of chicken parts. And many of these are rejected chicken parts because protein is protein. Now, cleanliness is different, but up 16 grams of protein can be labeled 16 grams, and you have no idea what quality it came from. And they are really, truly using slaughterhouse waste to make these foods.
Fairly nasty. You know, I've noticed they just talk about, you know, artificial versus, hey, we used real chicken and real beef. And then I started thinking, well, where did that come from? So I was wondering.
Well, it's real chicken, all right, and it's really nasty chicken. And that's why our cancer rates are basically skyrocketing in our pets. Between that and the other big topic that I've ranted about for 5 years is Roundup. When your pet goes outside on that grass, guess what's all over his paws and hers is Roundup. Roundup's an antibiotic, people. And when they lick their paws, they're getting far more of this than you and I could ever consume. And it's devastating to the health of this population. So that's so listen to The Holistic Navigator if you really are interested in making a change. We talked about how to make this change into a better place for your pets. And yes, it does cost more money, but it's not unreasonable. Nutrition World, I have a lady named Stacy, and she's a absolute guru about this whole topic of how do we put our, we actually call it, how do we elevate our pets' health? And to elevate it comes back to food, food and water. That's the number one, just like us. So,
and most people really do love their pets. And that's a part of their life. So, yeah, yes. Treat them right.
Treat them right.
Now, granted, I can't say that I've done perfectly in the past. I did the best I could.
Exactly.
But when I had dogs, I didn't know what I know now.
Well, the last dog I had was, before the last dog, was a golden retriever. And I know that I shortened his life because I was so into the human conversation of health, but I knew nothing. I thought old Roy at Walmart was perfectly fine.
You know what? I don't think we've ever had a veterinarian on our show.
No,
that might
haven't.
Be an interest, because back in the day, I would follow the vet's advice, you know, please get this mm-hmm. brand of food, mm-hmm. And give, you know, a few choices, and you choose from those. But they're probably in the same boat that the rest of the medical providers are that mm-hmm. don't have training in health mm-hmm. and, say, less traditional type training. So I bet they are learning just like everyone else.
Good point, and I'm going to work on that. We have two vets in town who do understand the whole topic of pet food and the implications of it.
I don't know if listeners would want to hear it, but it might be interesting.
Yes, it would be. I've been, just to make a quick personal note, I've been super busy. I know I told you a few weeks ago that I'm being interviewed in places outside of Chattanooga about the topic of holistic health, you know, immune systems, why Nutrition World is giving away free vitamin D to teachers and healthcare workers. Well, the reason is because it saves lives if people can dose before they get sick. And that has been so documented in so many cases. And in fact, Greg Funderburg at WTVC mm-hmm. came in last week because he heard about that, and he interviewed me, and we gave away a whole lot of D on that day when it hit the TV screen. But I've been interviewed from the largest TV station in Seattle on last Wednesday, and several in Atlanta, and we're going to Portland, Oregon, and Chicago on interviews in the next 2 weeks. So I'm just really love talking and educating and, you know, sharing the things I observe. So I'm happy with that. How about your workout, Dr. Green? You hitting the gym?
Well, last week I did not get there as much as I wanted. It was, like all pre-holidays, very busy a little bit. But yes, I have been back in it better than usual, which is a wonderful thing. So I think we talked about that a few weeks ago. Had a great workout. I decided to just, maybe double my running speed for a couple of miles. So that was not the best choice. And, I decided to rip a muscle apart. That was not a smart thing to do. But you know what? I'm glad I went. Glad I pushed it that day. And then I have to remind myself, no, I'm not 25 anymore. And I have to go, but be a little more careful than my ego wants to be.
No, you need to be stupid and insane like I am, and that way you walk around limping. But
I'll still do it.
Oh, you will. You're committed. It's in your blood, and that will be what happens when you work out consistently for a long time. It gets in your blood, and you almost are addicted to it. It's certainly one of the healthiest addictions. I will say that, you know, I'm always trying to tap into any superpowers, and I know I mentioned this last radio show. But Dr. Melvin, who was on here 2 weeks ago, she's giving me shots of peptides. I took a bigger needle than I really wanted to on Monday, 8 milligrams of something called TB500. And she has personal experience with this. She had a injury that would not heal. And in 6 weeks, she's like, she's 20 again. Well, they nicknamed this the Wolverine. And if you know the Marvel character Wolverine, he can get hurt and heal himself in very quick order. Well, I'm doing 6 weeks of this, and I've done one, and it takes about 4 weeks to get the results. What are peptides? They are actually natural compounds consisting of certain amino acid chains that send a message for communication within the body. Well, we can be assured at 63 years old and the miles that I have on me, the communication is sometimes not probably the best. Well, I want to communicate to the immune system and to the skin cells and to the muscles and the tendons and ligaments. Try to achieve optimal. I don't want average anymore. I don't like being an average 63-year-old. I want to be as best I can be. Not trying to beat anyone else. I'm just trying to beat Edward Jones. So I will let you know, Dr. Green and listeners, how the peptides, and we do have a physician at Nutrition World, Dr. Wagner, who is starting there.
Old friend of mine.
You know him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember asking. Yeah, he was an emergency room doc for
about
35
years. About to ask if that was
years.
The same ER doc that used to work with Memorial. Years ago.
Such a kind person. Mm-hmm. I just love Dr.
Wagner. We used to sit around and talk in the ER.
Oh, did you?
Well, when I was there. I mean, once I was in the ER at that point, we really didn't want to stay over long because Well, we're working. but yeah, he was one of the nicer ones that I've ever met.
Well, he has schooled himself on peptides also. So Dr. Melvin and Dr. Wagner will be doing peptides.
So is that just for post-injury healing?
No, believe it or not. And I've been immersing myself in, it's just not true science, but the Ben Greenfields, Dave Asprey's, all the podcasting where they are interviewing people who really know the peptide story. You pick your peptide. You can pick a peptide for libido. You can pick one for hair growth. You can pick one for gaining muscle. Now, they're not miracles. They're optimizing our system more like when you were young. Whatever you were at 20, that would be the goal. You're not going to turn superhuman. I'm kidding when I say that. But I love the analogy of Wolverine. In fact, and I said this last week, I think, Dr. Green, a friend of mine really hurt himself on his shin by tripping, and I've never seen a 63-year-old heal because he had already been on peptides for a month when he fell and hurt his shin. And I was beyond belief. And that's what convinced me this stuff is not voodoo. This stuff really worked, and it appears to have no side effect.
But, you know, years ago, let's say in my 20s, I thought people that were supplementing and working out were wasting their money. I thought there is no way this stuff works, and so I never did that. I just drank water. That's it. Once I really got heavily into it, gosh, I'd say in my 40s, and really started working out harder, I said, well, I'm just going to try it. Yeah. They make a difference. I mean, you really do grow muscle faster. You recover faster. I just have to draw the line because I'm a doctor. Like most doctors, I'm not a good patient. I don't go in for IVs or shots or anything voluntarily usually. So I hope we can invent a different way to give these because I probably will not end up in her office getting shots. I mean, that's just the realistic me right now.
Well, but you can end up getting your own peptides and do it once a week. So. And I may end up doing that, too, because actually you can order these daggum things right now without prescriptions.
Really? Well, I could have used that after my quad injury.
I know. Well, yeah. I have a little nagging this and that, and they're really just nagging, so it's not anything terrible, but I'm tired of it.
Well, at our age, we always have something nagging.
It is. We have to accept that fact. We rent these bodies, and this one has about six, well, we need analogy of a car. I think my body has about 180,000 miles on it. So,
like I tell my patients, I'm still looking for that little sign on mine that says, you know, use before, best if used before, because there is an expiration date on all of us,
yes,
unfortunately.
I love that. It is time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about your health, that plus a bunch to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I did a podcast yesterday, Dr. Green, with Clint Powell. We all love Clint Powell. He's a mini podcast. He's really growing in the city of Chattanooga and outside. Wonderful interviewer. And it was really about, and most people don't like the term, but New Year's resolutions. And I'm not one who believes heavily in putting together the list that's going to disappear within 10 days. But I do believe in having an intent, setting an intent at least on something that if it doesn't come to fruition, you're not a loser. But we have to have something to guide us, some kind of star or light to work toward. And, you know, I don't know if you had anything that you came up with for yourself or...
You know, I just don't do those things. I don't believe in, so many people fail at them. Mm-hmm. So I'm always trying to really better myself, exercise better, safer, you know, improve my dietary restrictions or just say habits. It's probably a better thing to say. So no, I don't make some drastic change January 1st. Never have. I think it's better to just do that all the time.
All
be looking
the time.
For places that you can improve.
Exactly. Every morning when we wake up, would be the best time to set an intent, because intent can fade away very quickly if you don't keep it on the forefront and be mindful of it on a very regular basis. One thing, a technique that I learned so long ago from a gentleman named Stephen Levine, And he called it the soft belly technique. And I have used it many times when, of course, when I can think about it, which is pretty often. We have a system in the body that I know Dr. Ring could explain totally, but it's called the parasympathetic-sympathetic nervous system. And it's really the fight or flight kind of syndrome that we get in some kind of state of crisis, and we have to, you know, nature thinks that our life is at risk, so it puts everything together to help you get out of this situation. But the problem is today we live in a life that is like the jungle, so it is like a tiger's around every corner. Well, that's not realistic. Well, what can help balance that? Because that is destructive to the mental state, physical, and emotional state. And one of the simplest techniques I've ever heard is you really have a hard time being ultra wound up, tense, if your belly, and I invented this second one, and your tongue is relaxed. If you sit there and you mindfully request your belly muscles and your tongue to be relaxed, it's going to filter down into that nervous system if you can hold on to that for 1 to 2 minutes. So the next time that a car pulls out in front of you, a headline on the news, something comes your way out of the clear blue and you're really wound tight and you want to do something about it, use a soft belly, soft tongue technique. So I invented the tongue technique. Never heard it before, but it works because you cannot be super tense if your belly and your tongue is relaxed.
Well, for me, I guess you do relax. I breathe deeply and I meditate, so that's what I do. But I like an old verse. My dad used to teach me that when you're having some type of symptom that you didn't like, find how you want to be or what the promises in the Bible would be for you. Meditate on that. So he said sometimes he felt like a fool if he felt bad, concentrating on what he should have. But that's what I do. There's an old verse. Let's see. God has not given you a spirit of fear, and I say fear or anxiety, but of love, joy, peace, sound mind. So what's the verse? God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of, wait a minute. I'll come back up with it. I was thinking about it while you were talking. People wait. Ed's going to talk. I'm going to look it up.
You do that because you're almost there. I know. And I'm not the person to be asking about that. But I love the
fact. Well, it always comes to mind readily, unless you're on the air, of course.
Of course, yes.
That's the way it works.
It is.
But I meditate on those things that I want to have, mm-hmm. and I just try to remind my body of where I should be. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but I noticed at the same time, what happens? I'm actually relaxing, and yeah, you're actually breathing deeper, mm-hmm. slower, you're calmer, and all of your muscles do relax. So it's interesting that there's so much connection between the two.
I'm firmly convinced we all have to have some options in a toolbox to help us to have a type of system that helps us to relax.
Oh, and it was power, love, self-discipline, sound mind. Uh-huh. So that's what it was. There so instead go. Of fear, anxiety. So anyway, that's what I meditate on when it happens.
Well, we all need something. So please, if you don't have it, accumulate something. And certainly, you know, the easiest you could do in the next 10 seconds is just soften your belly, soften your tongue. But
music works for some.
Yes, yes. But you know, to me, I want a tool that I have at my fingertips instantly. What you did, mm-hmm. being mindful, having intent, going in and having a picture of what you want it to look like, or just plain physically going to the gym. I mean, that balances the parasympathetic sympathetic very well. Is the exercise.
You know, we're blessed with a lot of techniques that we can use, and really. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do the things we do. I mean, you don't have to do the same thing at the gym, but it's there. Music is available to everyone. They don't have to play guitar like I do. Just go listen. Oftentimes, I'll take myself out of the situation. Let's say it's at work. Just walk back to my office, stop, breathe, pray for a minute, mm-hmm. head back. You feel great. So, and there's also things like natural supplements like Rescue Remedy. Isn't that the name
Rescue
of that?
Rescue Remedy.
So that's actually a good product.
GABA. My number one is ashwagandha, which is an ancient herb mm-hmm. that helps lower cortisol. And of course, cortisol is what we're having when we have all this stress. And there's nothing wrong with some cortisol. That helps you motivate to become superhuman. And that's how the mother picks the car up off the child that has fallen on.
Yeah, but look what it does to your body about 5 minutes later.
Yes.
When you're shaking and trembling and vomiting. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where all that comes from. It's a huge stress on your body. Yeah, we need it for a short burst only.
Absolutely. I am trying, you know, I spoke about my breath holding and doing push-ups past 3 or 4 weeks. Well, I've kind of got to where I want to be, so I have a new goal. And I did it. It's on Instagram. And I started with baby steps, but I'm doing plate flipping. Have you ever seen anybody do plate flipping?
Oh, I know what you first. For a second, I was picturing one of those people at the fair with the plates and the spinning and all that kind of thing. I'm like, how is that going to help you? So, yes, it's kind of like tire flipping.
It is. And I'm holding, I want to do it with both hands. I started with a 10-pound just 3 days ago, and I did a video. It's on Instagram. I did, I think, 15 reps. But I'm going to 20. I did 25 pounds yesterday that I did not film, but I'm going to film that this week. And my goal is 45-pound plate to do at least 10 reps, flipping it with one hand, standing tall, and catching it 10 straight times. It takes a lot of wrist and forearm strength and timing to not let it fall on your foot.
So that's you can have some injury if you're not careful.
Yes, I'm being very cautious, being ready to jump back with the nervous system making it very quick. So
another thing I teach people, by the way, when you are working out, especially if there's a weight involved, slow and steady, good form. Plate flipping sound, I haven't seen anybody do that, by the way. I've seen tire flipping, but not plate. That's got some rapid movement, so you can actually, that's a little dangerous.
It is. It's dangerous to the feet.
But also to your arms. If you catch something like that, just stop a weight, you can have some tendon or muscle injury. I know you're careful and you're building up to it with lighter weights, but I would not counsel the average person to do that.
No, but I am doing peptides, so I'm Wolverine. Don't forget.
Okay, I keep forgetting. Dang. Guys, if you could see the knives coming out of his fist right now.
And all my 72 supplements I take a day. Now, that does not make me immune to dying tomorrow, so please don't think that I'm misleading myself.
Or a 45-pound weight on your foot.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And I am going to leave here and go fly an airplane in a few minutes. So
sounds great. Stearman or Piper?
Piper, just... probably going down to PDK in Atlanta just to get away for 2 hours. I mean, it's really cool. It's that you're talking about taking your mind off life when you fly an airplane. It's nothing like I've ever seen or done because it takes all of me to do it.
Well, that's still on my potential list. In fact, I got an email yesterday from a flight school. Where did that come from?
Really?
I think our phones listen to us because we talk about these things, and boom, here came a flight school sending something to me. Only one problem. It was for commercial pilots. So that's not what I want. But again, back to the exercise, though. I watch people at the gym, usually young people, that are throwing their weights around,
yes,
that are not being careful. They're doing that because they can lift more when you're, say, bouncing the weight off your chest or you're throwing the weight somewhere. You're using momentum to help you, and that is not the best thing for your body.
Boy, you are exactly right. I've watched people for, let's see, I went in the gym 50 years ago this month, so I've been there five straight decades, and you are so right that, you know, many people, just because they don't know better, they want to go home to be able to say, I did, 630 pounds on a leg press. Well, it doesn't matter if you're only doing it 4 inches. And I love Gold's Gym. I love the trainers there. It's a great place to go to find someone to help you help yourself. And also at Nutrition World, Mackie Pierre, he's been with me almost 20 years. He's a one-on-one private gym downstairs, especially for people who... his clientele is really 70 plus. That's who he specializes on. He never hurts anyone. He's one of those trainers who really knows how to deal with senior citizens. So, and the first workout's free. So anyone who wants to work out with Mackie at Max Fitness, please let us know and you can get a free workout.
Nice. By the way, one of those things I watch people do in the pull-ups, where they use their entire body and legs and they're throwing their body up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You ever do them really, really slow, like 5 or 10 seconds per direction?
Oh, they kill you, don't they?
Yeah. And so it's actually harder to do that than it is to really throw your body around.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, I like safety, and I like to teach my patients how not to hurt themselves. So be careful before you go out and do what Ed does, because he is extreme, people.
Yes, and I'm fully saying this is not for anybody else, because I'm willing to take the risk just because that's how I'm made. I do want to say that our blood testing at Nutrition World, which I know certainly Dr. Green certainly fully backs the fact that we need to do blood testing. And the one thing is, many people are not going to their regular practitioner as much as they used to for physicals. That was on the headlines actually yesterday. And, you could come to Nutrition World any Tuesday now or the last Friday of the month and just walk in and get blood testing.
And I would venture to say, and I've sent a few people that wanted, let's say, some unusual labs, something that was not run-of-the-mill, which would probably be a non-cover service with their regular insurance. I've said, well, just run by Nutrition World, do it, bring me the results. And a few have done that, and the results were excellent. But it can be less expensive, say, to shop for yourself for an unusual lab, let's say. Let's just pick on one that's not terribly unusual, but sometimes it's non-covered. Vitamin D. I'm amazed at how much that's a non-covered service, but it's probably cheaper to run to some place like the Wellness Corner than it would be, say, to go through Quest or LabCorp or something like that.
Well, our vitamin D is $35, I do believe, and all the other tests are discounted heavily. So please know that Tuesday mornings from 8 to 11 and the last Friday of each month, you can come in and get all the blood work, anything that you would like. And I love partnering, and you're not the only physician who's done that, Dr. Green, where due to people not wanting to come to the office, but they're willing to go to a lab because there's really not sick people sitting in the waiting room. And you advise them what to get. They get it. They show it to you. And then you advise them what to do about it. So
as long as they bring the results with them, it's fine.
Bingo. Hey, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus a few more things to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is once again brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com. You can have access to all of their various locations around town, or download their app, which is free for Android or iPhone. Well, here we are again. One more trip around the sun completed. As we start the new year, I have been thinking about my own spiritual health. Physical health is very important, as Ed and I often speak about in our show, but I believe that our spiritual health is a critical issue. 2020 was definitely a year to remember, for better or worse, and many people are happy to see it go. During the holidays, I had a discussion with my youngest daughter about the hard times in life and how they change us. We both had seen personal as well as spiritual changes and growth over the past few years, but the growth was prompted by change, often painful change. I once heard a story of a pastor witnessing a farmer driving iron nails into the stump of an old apple tree. When asked for the reasoning behind this action, the farmer reported that the sting of the nails would awaken the barren tree to produce fruit. My friends, many of us have had iron nails driven into the barren stumps of our lives, either over the past year or during the past few years. Now, I cannot say I have enjoyed the painful times, but I can report that the pain has stung me into action, driven me to my knees in prayer, and produced the fruits of change and growth. Once we have gone through these times, we will never be the same again. We have forever been changed. So, what kind of people should we be? Well, we are called to love one another. We are called to a radical love, a love of action from the heart, born from the love God shows us in Jesus. We are called to love everyone, and to love our enemies as well. This is most certainly not a love for the meek. G.K. Chesterton noted once that the Bible tells us to love our neighbors and also to love our enemies, probably because they are generally the same people. My daughter and I noted that we had been humbled by the trials of life. As a result, we are now more able to love. Although not always the case, the church has over the years seemingly become the abode of rule keepers, the self-righteous who denigrate those who appear not as tidy as themselves. Think about the story of the adulteress brought before Jesus by the Pharisees. the tidy-lived, rule-keeping people may naturally identify with the Pharisees, but the truth is that we are all really the adulteress in the story, in need of grace and mercy. Jesus told the Pharisees, the best rule-keepers of their time, to go ahead and kill the woman, if in fact they had no sin in their own lives. Well, one by one, they had to walk away. You see, the best we can do in a self-generated, rule-following, self-righteousness falls so very short of the holiness of God. Jesus calls us to love the rule-breakers. Having the iron nails driven into the stumps of our broken lives may humble us, but it also shows us that we are all on the same level, all equal before God, and all in a perfect place to do what Jesus taught us: love one another. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
As always, thank you, my friend, and what a great analogy. And it certainly is appropriate for most of us in 2020. And many times, the darker our lives at a certain moment, the brighter the light will be when we come out of that darkness. But we got to work at it, too. We're not just giving it free. Hmm. And, you know, I read something that any action that we want to really intend to complete many times requires the word boldness. If you start half-heartedly, it's a whim, if it's something that isn't on your mind most days when you wake up, you probably will not reach that goal. And that could be even on the spiritual sense, too. Discipline is a very important thing for our journey through life. And
you know, we talked about the New Year's resolutions, and that's one reason I typically don't do that. If you just decide at the end of the year, I'm going to eat more vegetables, whatever it is, I'm going to run 3 days a week. You know, it's a whim. It's, mm-hmm. well, I need to do this. It's not from your heart. Your passion is not in it. And if it's not, you're going to give up. You're going to fail. So, you know, that's why, you know, anything I do like that is something I'm passionate about. I put my heart into it. I believe in it. And that belief drives me to accomplish what I'm, mm-hmm. well, what I want.
And if you don't have the deep-seated belief, the day will come very quickly that will be a challenge to get out of bed, to get to the gym, to get to wherever you're going, learning to play the guitar.
It's always going to be a challenge, actually.
Always, but it does come sometimes with greater than lesser challenges. And during the tough times, it's easy to quit.
But we want that challenge in some of our things that we do.
We do. And that is creating more discipline. And again, go into 2021 with boldness. Boldness about being less fearful. If that's no other intent for this year, that would be the one. You cannot.
Sounds good to me.
You cannot make wise decision most of the time in a super fearful state. You simply can't.
You know, what do they say? Don't do anything when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Let's add fearful to that.
There you go. And again, if you heard me before, let's practice soft belly technique when you get all wound up. And respond instead of react. You know, those are very powerful words, because how quick is it that we can type an email and hit send when, if we had just waited 2 minutes, we might have rewritten it and changed the consequences of that.
Right. So. You can't, we say it all the time, you can't be in control of your circumstances, but you are in control of your response to them.
Bingo.
And you're right. I love that, respond and not react.
Bingo. I want to say really quickly, I'm a huge believer in eating healthy foods, of course. Soups can be so healthy, but almost no soup you buy commercially or in restaurants is, because there's hidden MSGs and bad fats. But I have been eating some soups at Whole Foods that I get already prepared. Bought me 4 of them yesterday. Encourage people to go and stock their fridge with more healthy foods. But soup is not found anywhere that's healthy.
Well, do me a favor sometime and check out the soups at Publix and just see what the health content is. I'd be interested.
Well, believe it or not, brother, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website designed by Avalon Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and bold day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.